Once again, it's time for Real News, a time where we get to sit and chat with Brian Ross. And Brian, as we are speaking this morning, is live in Washington, D.C. A whole lot went on in the news yesterday. We'll start off with the Dominion and Fox lawsuit there, Brian, with a last-minute settlement.
I'll say $785 million. Amazing, the cost of lying.
And the thing about this with me is a lot of people are saying that Fox got off easy. They can always make up the money, which they can, and they didn't have to publicly apologize. But I think this sets the groundwork now for all the other Dominion suits and other suits that are go against Rudy Giuliani and other people, the pillow guy and everything. I think this sets the stage for what's going to come next.
Absolutely right. And of course, there's a second voting machine company that was treated just as badly as Dominion. Their lawsuit is pending, and their lawyers say, well, very nice start with Dominion, but we're going to finish this. So we'll see what happens there. It's fascinating that it was so important to Fox not to have to apologize publicly on the air. I doubt it's going to change their behavior or their tactics or their antics, really.
Well, and the funny thing is they could have apologized on the air because I don't think their viewers would have mattered. I really don't.
Well, I think they want to be able to say to their viewers, we didn't really do anything wrong. This is, we'll see what the spin is. I watched some of the Fox coverage the night of the settlement, and there was no mention of it. It's bare, and the story's buried in the New York Post.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I think isn't it one of the largest settlements in a case like this?
It is very close to one of the largest. There may be one other, but it's huge. And if they had any shame, they'd feel really badly, but I doubt that they do in this case. But the fact that they didn't settle earlier to me is a real surprise because they could have avoided a lot of the stuff coming out. But as you point out, there are more iterations of this same bad behavior yet to come.
And I even think it goes over to the lawsuits that Donald Trump will now face in Georgia and elsewhere. It really does set a precedent, and precedent is a big thing in courts.
Well, it's the only precedent here is that this is a civil action between two parties, and they're allowed to settle it. You may be disappointed to the public that it wasn't all laid out. Others have their lawsuits. The real issues that are harder to settle are the criminal cases, and in that case, Mr. Trump's got a world of hurt awaiting him.
All right, now what are you doing in Washington?
Well, frankly, meeting some sources and also seeing my new grandchild.
Well, congratulations on that. Let's move around a little bit in the news, and I want to go into the stories that's now breaking out of the Ukraine that once again, Russia, they're having problems making new weapons and resupplying those weapons, but they're going back to World War II era tanks.
We got more insight into what's really happening there, frankly, from the release of all those documents that were leaked by the Massachusetts Air National Guardsmen. But we're learning a lot about what's going on behind the scenes there, and frankly, we're seeing some of the incredible efforts by the Biden administration in diplomacy that have kept sort of the coalition going. I was struck by the fact that Egypt apparently was about to send off tens of thousands of rockets to Russia, and the U.S. Stepped in there, and instead they're sending them to Ukraine. We never heard about that until the leaks came out. Now that we know it, we do know that behind the scenes, this administration is really working the back rooms and the halls of diplomacy to get the objective they want.
Now, another thing, we'll go back to this country, an unbelievable rash of people getting shot, making wrong turns into driveway, people shooting first and not asking questions first. This is a whole new side of this gun dilemma that has just all of a sudden erupted across the country.
Absolutely stunning. Makes you wonder about what's happening in this country, but we'll see more of this. But it all grows out, I think, in many ways of the verdict in that Kyle Rittenhouse case, which, I've been preparing a documentary on the whole thing, where he was sort of allowed to sort of stand his ground, self-defense, in these two cases you're talking about, right in the same day, 2 days apart. A group of young teenagers turned into the wrong driveway, and the owner up there, who's known to have, apparently, according to his neighbors, a short fuse, fires off a couple of shots of the car and kills a young woman. And another case, a young African American man goes to the wrong door trying to look for his brother, and the owner of the house opens the door and shoots him twice in the head. Apparently, he's going to be fine, he's going to survive. But in both cases, apparently, angry men with rifles don't want anybody on their property. These are crimes. This isn't, there's no explanation for this. I'm curious to see what they do once they get to court. But these are crimes. And, everyone has a gun now, and there's a sense that you can use the gun to defend yourself any way you want. Talk about the Wild West. It's really ugly. I know even in the Wild West, guns had to be checked on the outskirts of town.
And I'll move over to the Supreme Court. Of course, we've got Clarence Thomas with his misdealings over the past several years. But also that the Supreme Court, I think today is expected to deliver a decision on some sort of access to the medication for abortions today.
It's gone up to the court. We'll see what they have to say. Generally, the precedent, we talked about precedent, how important it is. It once was very important until the overturning Roe v. Wade. But the precedent has been that the courts should not be making scientific decisions. That's up to the agencies like the FDA. And the courts in the past have always been very leery of making any challenge to the judgment of people whose job it is to make scientific determinations like the FDA. So I'll be fascinated to see if they found a way to stretch their practices to continue the anti-abortion judgments they've made so far. And I guess Clarence Thomas will be one of those who, of course, has led that battle. And we've all read about his various issues that involve the ethics of taking money from very wealthy people for really splurge trips around the world. And the same guy, Harlan Crow, it turns out, bought his mother's house down in Georgia, allowed his mother to continue to live there, and sort of fixed up the house as well. And whether or not Clarence Thomas had to report the personal hospitality on these very expensive trips around the world is one thing, but there's no doubt apparently that he must report any kind of real estate transactions. And in this case, he did not. Only after ProPublica, the nonprofit investigative news group, uncover that. Now there's some acknowledgement that he's going to amend his filings. He's had to amend his personal disclosure and financial disclosure files many, many times. He doesn't seem to get in trouble for it, just amends it.
All right, and finally, let's just go back to Donald Trump and DeSantis. DeSantis is continuing his wild charge with Disney, but when you take a look at all the stories that are coming out of Capitol Hill, it really looks like most Republicans are gonna stand behind Donald Trump at this particular point.
Absolutely. That's all they're talking about here in Washington, among Republicans, that most of the Florida Republican congressmen have endorsed Donald Trump, a real snub of Ron DeSantis. And DeSantis is getting very poor marks from Republicans for his continued petty attacks on the Walt Disney Company. And even the even Donald Trump has come to the defense of Disney, saying he shouldn't be doing this. Those are strange bedfellows for sure. But DeSantis, his initial putting his toe in the water to run for president, not going very well at all, not having any real traction among members of Congress who are Republicans. And we'll see how he does with the voters.
All right. Well, I want you to have fun with your new grandchild in Washington, D.C. And once again, we'll check in with you next week.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Marshall.
Take care, Brian.